The way we go about it is protocol pretty much dictates what will be served. So my job is basically to do a tasting for protocol. We do a few different appetizers, a few different entrees, a few different desserts. And protocol comes in, we do the whole wine and food tasting, and then they get to pick and choose what the entree and what the dessert will be.
But they have to be experts in food as well as in culture.
Yeah, and they pretty much are. They've been doing this for a long time, and past history dictates a lot of what we should be doing because, you know, we have that knowledge. And eventually, by the end of 4 hours after tasting, we pick and choose what that menu is going to be.
Can you give examples of some exotic, unusual dishes that you had to cook?
Being at the UN, they do like a lot of the classical French dishes. We did the veal papillette with a chicken mousseline and foie gras wrapped in col fat 1 year. They like lamb, they like veal, they like filet mignon as their entrees, and those pretty much are the three top deciding proteins that have been consistent throughout at least the 12 years that I've been here. And then we always provide some type of Chilean sea bass as an alternative, as well as a vegetarian dish. We start thinking about it, as soon as January rolls around, and we start writing out, what possibilities they are. And by June, the menu is narrowed down to 4 or 5 apps, 4 or 5 entrees, 4 or 5 desserts. And then we always plan to do the tasting either late July, early August. So that way, by the end of August, everyone knows what that menu is going to be.
Are you nervous, or this has kind of become routine?
It's somewhat routine. Of course, the day of, it's always a little nerve-wracking because there's so many different details that go into preparing and planning and executing. And I think we've gotten very good at executing what we need to do, but also preparing ourselves for the what-ifs. And I think we're much better at the what-ifs than anything else, but I have a good team. They're smart, they're reliable, and I couldn't do it without them. So kudos to them.